Hello, Ed. Are you still there?
I'm here.
How's it going, Ed?
I am fine, except I'm not.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what can I answer for you?
Get off speakerphone. I'm 88, so that answers a large number of questions, but I have a fatigue problem. I do several hours of napping each day in addition to going and spending 8 to 10 hours at night in bed. So my question is, what do you have for improving that problem?
Oh, I'm so glad you called in today. I'm of the strong belief that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can have a great quality of life. And if there's something that's causing your fatigue at any age, you can figure out what that is. And we just have to spend a little time and working at and looking at how your body is functioning overall. Now, you could be, I would assume you're low in hormones like adrenal function or testosterone, DHEA.
I have a TSA of 300, and my testosterone is like 600, so I'm told that they're not going to give me more testosterone with that prostate cancer problem.
Ah, so that could be part of the fatigue also. And well, Ed, I mean, given that your PSA is that large, that needs to be something you want to address primarily. But there are a lot of supportive measures you can do to help your energy and help your immune system deal with the prostate cancer. And what stage is that in?
I don't know about that, only that they tell me it's 300 and it's cancerous, but it's not spreading in the body.
Okay.
So that answers some questions. All I know is that the fatigue is a very consuming item. They've decided that I am sleep apnea and gave me masks that didn't work, offered me one in the mouth that I listened to and concluded it's not going to work. Do you have any other suggestions?
For the sleep apnea?
Yes.
Well, I've had a lot of good luck with other patients just removing food sensitivities, and I know dairy products, dairy sensitivity can be a big factor in sleep apnea because there's a lot of lymphatic tissue in the throat and in the nose, and so when you're not breathing well at night, a lot of it can be due to just your immune response, so by helping your immune system, oftentimes you can breathe better at night. So I'm not sure if that's the case with you, but that would be a good place to start to see what might be aggravating that. Sometimes it's an airborne sensitivity. I've also used things like zinc to help kind of dry up the mucous membranes. Vitamin A and D can help.
I take a variety of supplements, including zinc, and I take several of the B vitamins.
Okay.
And one multivitamin, which I'm not certain has enough of anything to be of help.
Mm-hmm. Well, fatigue is, like the last caller, fatigue is kind of a big topic. It can be caused from so many different things, and depending on, when it's occurring, time of day, what might be contributing to inflammation in your body. But I would encourage you, Ed, to work with somebody who can help with the prostate cancer as well as, your overall quality of life and help you feel better and stronger.
What can they do when you have a PSA of 300 you have self-catheter anywhere from 2 days in a row to more than 10 days apart?
Well, you want to keep fighting. If you were a patient at Tahoma Clinic, I would recommend either seeing Dr. Lampson or myself, and you know, we have different options to help bring that down, including, including IV treatments. We have high dose IV vitamin C and other therapies. And
you're saying you have therapies that can reduce the prostate growth and bring it back down to a lower PSA?
Possibly. It's pretty high at the moment. For our listeners, the reference range is 0 to 4, and you're at 300, so that's pretty significant.
Yes.
But, yeah, like I said, I would encourage you not to give up and keep fighting and see what you can do to counteract that. If it hasn't spread, I mean, that's a really good sign that your body's containing it. And there are, you know, there are urologists that can do some non-invasive things to help with that, but we could talk about that more at the clinic.
Very good. You appreciate your help to not only me, but all the other people you care for. Talking to them and the thousands who hear it and say, ah, thank you. So I say thank you also. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you. Okay.